Chapter 2. I shall begin with the morning of the 24th of May, 1848. My lady called me into her sitting room. "My nephew, Franklin Blake, has returned from abroad," she said. "He is coming to stay until Rachel's birthday next month. He will arrive tomorrow." I calculated he was 25 years old. I hadn't seen him since he was a boy. The nicest little boy I've ever known. The fun he and Rachel had playing together. He'd gone abroad to schools in Germany, Italy and France, and had then wandered around Europe, no doubt borrowing everywhere he went. I remembered he still owed me a halfpenny. He spent like water. Probably on those continental women he mentioned to me in a letter once. His yearly allowance of £700 disappeared in an instant. Next morning, my lady and Miss Rachel, expecting Mr. Franklin at dinner time, drove out to lunch with friends. I inspected our guest's bedroom, left a bottle of wine to warm in the soft summer air, and was about to sit down outside in my favourite chair, when I heard a sound like a drum. I went round to the front of the house. Three dark-skinned Indian men in white coats, each with a drum, were looking at the house. Behind them stood a small English boy. One of them, a man of most elegant manners, told me, in excellent English, that they were travelling magicians. He asked permission to perform tricks to my lady. I said she was out, and ordered them to leave. The man bowed beautifully, and they left. I returned to my chair, until Penelope woke me excited, saying the Indians were planning to do some kind of harm to Mr. Franklin. She was in the garden when they left. On the road, thinking they were unseen, one of them had poured ink into the boy's hand and made signs over his head. "Can you see the Englishman from abroad?" the Indian asked him. "I see him," said the boy, staring at the ink. "Has he got it with him?" asked the man. "Yes," answered the boy. "Will he come here tonight, as he said?" asked another. "I can't see any more," said the boy. "My mind is full of fog." They made more signs over the boy, woke him up, and walked off towards town. Penelope was sick with worry. "Father, what does it mean?" "We'll ask Mr. Franklin when he comes," I replied.